And in South Africa, unions are trying to block Walmart from taking over a local retailer. Earlier this year, South Africa's government approved Walmart's bid to buy Massmart. Now it's reconsidering that ruling. From Cape Town, Anders Kelto sent this report.
Outside the Cape Town High Court, a large group of protesters gathers on the sidewalk. They hold red and white signs and wear T-shirts that say, "The Anti-Walmart Coalition." And because this is a South African protest, they sing. Jamil Jacobs has worked at a grocery store here in Cape Town for the past 25 years.
Well, we are here to protest against Walmart.
Walmart has agreed to purchase Massmart for more than $2 billion. They're hoping to use the retail chain, which operates in 14 African countries, to reach Africa's rapidly growing consumer markets. But Mike Abrahams, a spokesperson for the South African Commercial Catering and Allied Workers Union, says unions are opposed to the merger.
Now, we know from our experience in the international relations that even in the U.S., workers are not allowed to join unions within Walmart. We know from our experience internationally that where they've moved in, they've systematically eroded workers' rights and things like that. We don't want them here.
Inside the courthouse, a slightly different case is being made. The government has grown concerned that Walmart will buy too many of its goods from other parts of the world, and this will hurt South Africa's manufacturing sector.
The concern is that linking into Walmart's global supply chains might reduce the number of products bought in South and Southern Africa.
That's Andries Besaidenhout, a professor of industrial sociology at the University of Pretoria. Massmart gets roughly 90% of its products from South Africa, and Besaidenhout says that percentage could be reduced once Walmart takes over. And that, in turn, could work against the government's strategy to create new jobs, a major concern in a country with unemployment levels near 40%.
There's a very, very strong drive by the South African government to strengthen the manufacturing industry due to extremely high unemployment levels. And for Africa to develop in the long run, you really have to strengthen its manufacturing and industrial capacity.
Walmart lawyers say there is no evidence the deal will weaken South Africa's manufacturing base. And Doug McMillan, the CEO of Walmart International, says on a website created to explain the merger that Walmart's arrival in South Africa will create jobs.
So as we sell more merchandise, build more stores, we create great retail jobs.
Paul Terone, CEO of a South African fund management company, says that Walmart's low prices will also help consumers and strengthen the South African economy.
It's important for our economy that we welcome foreign players into the market, that we have more competition, and companies like Walmart and Massmart together can build our economy through making cheap goods available to us, all of us, at a more competitive price.
With arguments concluded, the three presiding judges must now decide if the deal will stand, be amended, or be sent back for further review. It's a decision that could have profound economic effects on South Africa and on the entire African continent. For NPR News, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town, South Africa.